Zvachim Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Kol hanitonin al hamizbeach achitzon. Whenever the mitzvah is to put blood on the external mizbeach, that is mizbeach that is in the Azara, she'im nasnan matana achas kiper. That if you put only one sprinkling of the blood, it is a kapara. The Bar Tanura explains over here that there are some karbanos that require sprinkling for matanos. Some need one on each of the four corners of the mizbeach. Some need two corners, and each giving of the blood should cover two sides, which means it's shtayim shehein dalet. Some need only one matana. So the halacha is that if even the ones that need four, if you gave just one kiper, it would still bring a kapara for the owner of that karban. Ubechatas, however, by karban chatas, the minimal amount possible to achieve a kapara would be shtei matanas, two givings of the blood. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Av chatas shenasna matana achas kiper. Even by karban chatas, it suffices if you just gave one sprinkling of the blood. The Bar Tanura explains that their argument is based on interpretation of various psukim. Lefikach, therefore, imnasanas arishoina kitikna. If let's say a person sprinkled the blood once and they did it properly, and the second sprinkling of the blood, they now did that chutz lezmana with kavana, with intent that it should be done, or the carbon should be eaten out of the given allotted time, which would theoretically make it pigul. The halacha is keeper. The person who brought the carbon gets his kapara, because since inherently one is enough, one giving of the blood is enough, the owner of the carbon already got his kapara. So now if you have kavana of pigul, it's not going to take off retroactively the kapara that was already achieved. Nasana hisari shayna chutz lizmana. But what if the person, the kohen, did the first sprinkling of the blood chutz lizmana, with intent for pigul, that the carbon should be eaten after the allotted time? V'yasa shniya, the second sprinkling he did chutz limkomo, with intent that the carbon should be eaten out of the allotted perimeters. The halacha is pigul. It is pigul, because since the first one really was enough to achieve the entire kapara, so the machshav of pigul already applied to it. V'chayav in alav karis, and there will be a chiyav karis. Although we discussed earlier that pigul only is a chiyav karis if there's no other psul in the karbon, and here we would possibly have another psul because the second sprinkling of the blood was chutz l'mkoma, that still would not retroactively take away the chiyuv kares, since the kapara was completely finished with the first giving of the blood. Mishnah base. Kol hanitanin al mizbeach hapnimi. Bloods that need to be brought to the golden mizbeach, which is in the heichal. The Yachin explains that we're talking about the par, the sa'ir of Yom Kippur, parim hanisrafim, and se'irim hanisrafim. So there we have different criteria for what's the minimal amount of sprinkles of blood. The rule is she'em chisar achas min hamatanos lo kiper, that if one misses even just one of the prescribed numbers of times to sprinkle the blood, it would not be a complete kapara. Lefikach, therefore, em nasan kulam kitiknan. Let's say they were supposed to sprinkle the blood seven times, and they put six times properly. Vi achas shelo kitiknan, the seventh time of sprinkling that was done improperly, the rule would be pasul. The karban is pasul because you don't have the entire kapara. V'ein bo kares, but yet it would not be kares. Even if the seventh sprinkle became pasul because the person had in mind for pigul to bring the karban, to eat the karban the following day, this would not become pigul because the rule is ein mefaglin bechatzi matya. The rules of pigul can only apply if the pigul is done on the entire effort that makes the karban mutter. However, since they have to sprinkle the blood seven times, and he only had intent for pigul for part of those, that cannot possibly make the entire matir, the entire avodas adam, pigul.